102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We have Alan on the line this morning. What's going on, Alan? Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, hey, what's going on, Dream Team? How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
What's up, Alan?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing a little bit better than you right now. You're seeking to pardon from your friend and co-worker, Jose. Tell us what happened. What did you do, Alan?
All right, man. I kind of messed up. You know, I have a good buddy of mine. His name is Jose. He works with me. You know, we work in an auto body shop. I overheard him talking to a client the other day. And, you know, he has an accent, you know. And I was just trying to make fun of it in a nice way. But he ended up getting really upset about the whole thing. And I should have done it. Put it that way. I shouldn't have done it, you know. But anyway, the story is that, you know, he's talking to a client. And he's giving the estimate. He says, you know, it'll be a total of $1,500 for the whole job, you know. Job instead of job.
Trying to say job, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the way he says it, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's an innocent thing, you know. And then I started, like, you know, poking around in the shop, you know, saying job. And everybody started using the same term all the time.
Okay.
So it became a running joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and explain the whole thing. People were making fun of him and saying this thing about the whole yob.
Tell us about the yob.
Tell us about the yob.
All right. I mean, again, it's something like if you were still, like, I don't know, maybe elementary school or something like that. Because, you know, we take work very light. We, you know, we're there for many hours at the shop. And, you know, it's a guy's place, you know. I mean, you have some girls who work in the office. But so, you know, we try to keep it light. It's a long day. And it just became that everybody started, like, kind of, like, picking on Jose with a yob.
Let me ask you this. Were y'all taking all of y'all J words and putting wise on him?
Probably. Yeah.
See, you know. I knew it went there.
Where do you work at? Yiffy Lube?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You want some jelly beans? I see where it went. As soon as you said that, I know how far it went.
I understand where you're coming from, though, Alan. You're just trying to keep it light around the workplace, you know, just some light making fun of your coworkers. Never hurt nobody.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, he doesn't want to talk to me. I mean, he's really upset with me and all that. And I tried to talk to him, but I was like, damn, man, how am I going to be able to talk to my, you know, he's my friend. I love this guy. This guy is so cool, you know, and I really want to keep this friendship. So I figured, wow, I'm going to go to the extreme. I'm going to call a radio station so he could see.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
I really care about our friendship, you know. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we're going to have to do is going to reach out to Jose, get him on the line. We're going to hear his side of the story first, and then we'll see if he'll be willing to listen to you and give you a pardon this morning, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, good morning, Jose.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome
Jose
to the Dream Team, man.
Yes, it's very good. The Dream Team is very nice.
Yes. Okay,
all
now
right.
We understand that you have a situation at your workplace at the body shop with a young man named Alan. Tell us what happened. What did Alan do?
Alan is like, you know, he'd be like very mean to me, like in the workplace. He's like talking, like he's making fun of my accent.
Uh-huh.
He say, like, I say, you know, you do a good job. And he tell everybody, hey, job, everybody, let's go do job. Everything, every other word he says is like, job. And, you know, after a while, it gets like, you know, I get very tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So I'm like, I tell him, hey, you know, Alan, stop it with the job thing. Yeah, you know, it's cool. I'm good. This is good. But it keeps going.
It was funny the first 1,500 times.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're right. Come on.
Yes. It's exactly. I was like, okay, very funny, aha, you know, but that's it. I don't like it. It's like, it's not funny no more, you know?
Right. And other people in the workplace started doing it too. So it was a bunch of people walking around doing it.
No, it's a job party. Everybody give a party, job. Everybody doing it. It's like a parade.
Did they ever do this before, Jose, or did this just start with Alan?
No, look, people, we joke around. We do things like that all the time. But it's like, this is the first time that it's like, all the time, you know what I mean? So all the time, every 2 minutes, it's like, yob, you know?
Have you guys ever had any problems like this at the job before? No?
No, you guys have been good? We laugh.
Okay.
It's very funny. We have a good time. It's like, we go out, we go get beers after work. We all good friends. It's just these small things. It's stupid.
Yeah, but it was just too much this time.
Yeah.
All right. We actually have Alan on the line this morning. He just wants to say a few words to you, Jose. And we're going to see if you can make a decision for us, okay?
Okay.
Alan, go ahead. You got the floor.
All right, Jose, what's up, bro? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien?
Aquí estamos bien, trabajando, ¿no?
Trabajando.
Oh, wow.
Mira, bro, I'm sorry, bro, about, you know, making fun of the whole thing, you know. Just, I found it cute, you know. Dude, I mean, I'm also Latino, you know that. So I'm dude making fun of me, just that I grew up in the States, so I don't have an accent like that. And I was just trying to be fun about the whole thing. Bro, so it is one of my best friends, man, you know, and I really, really love being around you and stuff like that. And I just feel like, you know, I messed up. And that's why I even called the radio station, just to show you my sincerity apology, you know, this stupid little game and stuff like that. ¿Tú me entiendes, bro? You know?
Yeah, oye, tico, chico, está bien, man. Oye, it's like, I understand, eh? Oye, it got a little crazy, pero whatever, it's okay now. It's okay. De toda manera, I understand that you were just joking, okay?
There you go, yeah. See? You see, you were just joking, Alan. He knows.
Yes to joking,
okay. Latinos got to stick together, okay? It's yes to us.
That was good. That was good. At least you got a sense of humor about it. So, yeah, you guys can move forward from this. So you're going to grant him a pardon, Jose. You guys move forward and continue to be good friends, co-workers.
Yeah, man. I mean, thanks, Jose. Gracias, bro.
No, somos hermanos. I say, what he's going to do for me now is going to buy me a bottle of tequila. We're going to be all good.
There you go.
Jose, thank you for not jumping to conclusions, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and you ate that tequila. So, yes, we appreciate you guys, man. This is a pretty good beg your pardon. We're glad you guys are going to go ahead and move forward and have some fun as friends. So, Bay Area, this is how it's done on Beg Your Pardon. Go to KBLX.com. Click on to BYP and put in your scenario. All right, Alan, Jose, thanks, guys. It's Tony Scott, Kimmy T, and Rudio, 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.